The name of Don Vagley may not ring a bell, but if you are a regular listener, you hear his work every day. Don Vagley's melody has been this program's signature for years. Today's our birthday here at All Things Considered. We're 31. And for the occasion, our director, Bob Boylan, has this profile of a man and our music.
In 1970, Don Vagley was teaching in the music department at the University of Wisconsin. The Corporation for Public Broadcasting had given the university some money to start the National Center for Audio Experimentation. This was at the birth of National Public Radio. Don Vagley was asked to write a theme for a new national daily news program that was being developed.
You know, there was no great direction of we need this in a certain fashion. It was more or less do a theme for us that will really identify the program.
He got a little Putney synthesizer, a multi-track machine, probably a four-track, and wrote and performed the first All Things Considered theme. Don Vagley didn't approach his theme in a traditional way. The birth of National Public Radio inspired him to try something new.
This was a new media at the time, and I guess it just seemed like a natural thing to give it a new sound with electronic music.
When All Things Considered was 3 years old, Vagley was asked to compose a new theme and establish a stronger identity for the show. The melody he would write is the one that would stick.
And the second theme, they wanted a radio signal sound in the intro. That was the one prerequisite.
Vagley would produce a series of 26 records for public radio and public television, music that would start, end, and punctuate the shows. But that theme, that da-da-da-da, that was his signature. Vagley loved playing with the theme, and in 1979 tried a new version, this time with brass. Just about the time All Things Considered was to become a teenager, Vagley thought the theme needed to be updated. He wondered how other arrangers would tackle his theme.
I hired the best arrangers in Hollywood. These arrangers did their interpretation of the theme. They were scored for big groups. They were recorded in Sound 80 in Minneapolis. We assembled a fine orchestra. It might have been out of the Minneapolis Symphony or the St. Paul Chamber.
In 1983, this is what Don Vagley turned in. His theme had grown up. This is often thought of as the All Things Considered theme, the most loved version. But according to Don Vagley, at the time, that wasn't NPR's reaction.
I remember that when I brought it into NPR, I felt that it was not that well received. The thing I think they thought was that it was too good, it was too professional, and was not the image that National Public Radio wanted to create with the listener.
This version of the All Things Considered theme was used on the air till 1995. That year, the show was to grow from an hour and a half to 2 hours. It was time for a new version of the theme. Trombonist Wycliffe Gordon would take Vagley's music theme and make it swing a bit. Don Vagley's 82 now. He's proud of his theme. When he wrote the music, he held the copyright along with the University of Wisconsin, but he never cared to make money on the theme. It was a public radio spirit. And those themes will be rearranged and reorchestrated in the years to come. It'll be his notes that will set the tone for our broadcast every day.
Our director, Bob Boylan, is also host of NPR's online music show, All Songs Considered. For more themes and variations, you can go to our website, npr.org.
This is NPR, National Public Radio.